lost to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of
. 9:57. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. So it used to be a thing. I was really kind of like the Nobel Prize that's handed out every year. It used to be a thing, and then they gave it to some people that hadn't actually done anything but might do something, Obama being one of them. So I kind of lost a lot of interest in it. Time Magazine had kind of become the same thing. It used to be the Time Magazine Person of the Year, and then they kind of went crazy with it. But they just announced that Caitlin Clark is Time Magazine's Athlete of the Year. And I got to tell you, I agree with that one. I think she has had among the most profound effects on a sport in all of sports history. I mean, you could certainly look at what Babe Ruth did after the Black Sox scandal in 1919, how he really literally saved American baseball, because so many people after the throwing of the World Series had believed that baseball was corrupt, and Babe Ruth brought it all back by himself. And then you saw that happen with Cal Ripken after the 1994 strike, when he broke Lou Gehrig's consecutive games record, when he, in that very famous and incredibly emotional moment, jogged around the entire field and shared the moment with the fans, truly shared the moment, slapping high fives, shaking hands. I love baseball so much, and I mean, it's just one of my great passions in life. And to have seen that moment, I remember just sitting there in my bed weeping as he did this. It was such an incredible revitalization for the game, to be honest with you. And we've seen all kinds of stuff like Walter Payton and the things that he did, and not only the great athlete he was, but the wonderful man that he was, such an ambassador for human goodness. And we've seen a lot of stuff like that, but it's been a long time since we've seen someone have the impact on a specific individual sport like she has had on women's basketball, not only at the college level where she set all kinds of records, but also at the professional level with the WNBA. Sold out arenas. They did things in terms of fan participation this year that they never thought was possible, much less see it come true. Caitlin Clark has been a force for good for women's basketball, and I'm really glad that Time Magazine recognized her instead of some of the stuff they've done over the last few years. All right, we will see you tomorrow on the radio. It's 10 a.m.
WLOB Portland, WLOBradio.com, and 100.5.
Was hatred of corporate America a motive?